But some people, that's like luxury. Like Sunday, they get to sleep more. Or whatever. Okay?
Hare Krishna. So in this material world, like we always hear that we should accept a person as it is. We should love him for who he is, for his real identity. But like when I hear in spiritual world, what my understanding is, forgetfulness is essential to be natural with Krishna. I'm getting a little bit confused that.
No, there's a particular mood in Vrindavan that's not the same in, let's say, Vaikuntha. The mood in Vrindavan is this yogamaya mood that they forget the Aishvarya feature of transcendence. Aishvarya is a feature of transcendence. They are so overwhelmed with Madhurya, they're not paying attention to the Aishvarya feature of transcendence.
So Krishna still feels very blissful with that kind of relationship.
Yeah, because the love is all natural and unrestricted and undriven by, you know, self gratification.
That's the main.
That's the sweetness.
Thank you. So Maharaj, if time is there, only then my son had two questions, but if not.
Well, it's 8:39. You just do your son's questions, and I'm sure they won't be as involved as some of the ones you ask.
No. he asked me, why did Krishna create people?
Why did Krishna create people?
Yeah.
That's the question.
And second, he asked me how chanting can be fun. Can you make chanting fun?
Okay, let's do one question at a time. So the souls aren't created and bodies are created. So that's fundamental. So souls are eternal. Why do souls exist? Souls exist as an expansion of Krishna's tatastha shakti, or marginal potency, for the purpose of his unlimited enjoyment. We exist, not created, but we exist for the expansion of Krishna's pleasure. That's who we are. We exist for that reason, and eternally, not created. Then there's bodies that are created. That's, you know, the people thing. That's the bodies. People aren't their bodies. They're the soul. But the bodies are created because of an attitude of rebellion towards Krishna's enjoyment. You know, we don't want to make that our existence. We want our own enjoyment to be our existence. So bodies are provided for people to experiment. Try it this way, try it that way. Find enjoyment. No, and how to make chanting fun? That's the second question. Well, if your heart is pure, it's fun. Just like medicine. Medicine isn't fun. I mean, they sugarcoat medicine to make it, but that's not the sugar. The medicine is not fun. But medicine is there because there's a disease. So initially, and this is Rupa Goswami's text 7 of Nectar of Instruction. It tastes bitter. That's because we have a condition of aversion to Krishna. But actually, the name is fun. It's more than fun. It's ecstatic. But we don't experience that because of our disease. So how to have it be fun? Take your medicine.
Keep doing.
Well, understand what, not only keep doing, but understand this is meant for my purification. It's meant to help me get out of my diseased condition. I'm struggling with finding fun in it. because my disease condition. So I take medicine because I know it's going to help my health. It's not like taking the medicine is fun. I don't take it because it's fun, or don't take it because it's not fun. It's, I'm interested in health, and so I take some medicines.
They don't understand the importance of what fun it will be.
Well, it's the same as this other question of what's the definition of happiness. You know, so there's different ways. Hari Shyam. You know Hari Shyam, right? Praj Bhumi? Hari Shyam? Himanshu? Himanshu is now Hari Shyam. So he invited me to speak at University of Illinois in Chicago, because he has a little club there. So the topic was, you know, he makes it like clever way of using words, but something, the happiness choice or something like that. So that's not it, but something like that. So there's the material idea of what happiness is, and there's a spiritual idea of what happiness is. And the one leads to something, and the other leads to something else. So we're stubborn. We just like, you know, even we know better, even if we know better, we're still stubborn. Like donkeys, we just keep going for that which is the source of misery. Although we don't want the misery. We want the buzz, that, you know, the happiness buzz. And it leads to misery. And keep doing it. Time and again. Okay. We have some online questions. And it's...
Six questions.
Huh?
Six.
Gosh. 8:44. Okay.
Question from Sucharita Mataji. Krishna is expansion of Vishnu, or Vishnu is expansion of Krishna?
Krishna is the source of everything, including Vishnu. Next.
Satish Patnakar, follow-up question from yesterday. Is internal potency of Balaram personified like Krishna's internal potency is Srimati Radharani?
Why not? Her name is Revati. Go ahead.
Question from Atulya Mataji. Is there a possibility that a sadhaka doing mixed devotional service get glimpses of being in Krishna's yogamaya potency?
Yeah.
And how are those experiences feel like?
They feel good. You get, oh, that's what it is. And then the curtain closes again. Because we're attached to the temporary. And the modes of nature pull us down. So, next.
Question from Prakash Narayan Govindan. The plenary expansions of Krishna is Shirodakshayi Vishnu, and the first plenary expansion of Shirodakshayi Vishnu is Virat Rupa. Srila Prabhupada says in Canto 3, Chapter 6, that both these forms are manifested and unmanifested at the mercy of the Lord. Today you mentioned Mahamaya is eternal, but a different kind of eternal to Yogamaya. The two aforementioned plenary expansions, are they also eternal like Mahamaya, or they are temporary?
Well, Virat Rupa is temporary, and it springs from Virat Rupa springs from Vishnu, but it's as Prakriti is eternal, but the forms of Prakriti are not. The source of the Virat Rupa is eternal, but its manifestation is not.
Question from Rupa Vilas. Krishna's pastimes in other planets are not visible to people on Earth. So are those pastimes also considered aprakat? Or only
no.
The pastimes in the Goloka are aprakat?
No. Because you can't see something, doesn't mean it's uppercut. Like what your husband is doing in the house across the way, it's not he's doing uppercut pastimes. Go ahead.
Another question from Prakash. Yoga Maya, Mahamaya is eternal, Yoga Maya is eternal. They are different kinds of eternal. Srila Prabhupada says that Kshira, Dakshaya, Vishnu and Virat Rupa are manifest and unmanifest at the will of the Lord.
This is the same question, isn't it?
Are they eternal like Mahamaya or temporary?
We just did it. That was the same question.
In a different asking.
As far as sounds the same to me.
That's it.
Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
So